More than 100 years ago, in 1916, John D. Rockefeller arguably became the world's first confirmed U.S. dollar billionaire. Today, there are roughly 2,000 billionaires, depending on which source you cite. Forbes started reporting on billionaires in 1987. Its initial report listed 140 billionaires, including 96 outside of the United States. And since then, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has frequently topped the list. A lot has changed in 30 years, with a growing interest and spotlight on the world's wealthiest. Individuals want to know how billionaires think, act, and invest to improve their careers, lifestyles, and fortunes. Billionaires are powerful and influential. Many of them are captains of industry and highly respected business leaders. Money to them is an afterthought, as they're able to purchase extravagant items such as yachts, airplanes, mansions, and professional sports teams. Their lifestyles are unbelievable and not subject to the same daily hassles as everyone else. They can afford royal treatment and help at their beck and call. They're A-listers, privy and exposed to experiences that most people will never know or comprehend. Make no mistake, being a millionaire is not the same thing as being a billionaire. Billionaires are an anomalous breed unto themselves. However, not everyone is content with these wealthy elites, given their large sums of money and sway. A sizable portion of the public has a negative view of billionaires and capitalism, since the rich are only getting richer. Also, inequality and social mobility are ongoing hot topics globally. The world's richest people ended 2016 with $237 billion more than they had at the start of the year. Oxfam reported that the 8 richest billionaires have as much wealth as the bottom half of the world's population. 8 is shocking, considering the number was 62 the previous year and 338 just a few years ago. Credit Suisse reports that just 0.7% of the world's adult population owns almost half of the world's wealth, while the bottom 73% have less than $10,000 each. Affluent individuals and corporations are cleverly using tax laws, shelters, and havens to avoid paying taxes and their fair share. For example, Apple Incorporated uses complex accounting strategies to avoid paying taxes on its cash hoard of over $250 billion. Furthermore, billionaires have attracted undesirable attention for their involvement in politics. In many countries, government officials and the super rich are far too often seen mingling and rubbing shoulders. One must consider and be concerned with an ever-skewing distribution of wealth and power flowing into the hands of a few, and how that money is being used. For example, launched by billionaires, the Giving Pledge is a worthy charitable initiative that benefits millions of people. Whether your view of billionaires is positive or negative, they have taught us and can teach us a lot about business, career, wealth, personal transformation, and lifestyle. Bill Gates has proven that through entrepreneurship, a person can build both a successful software enterprise and a charitable foundation that seeks to eradicate the world's worst diseases. Richard Branson has shown that business can be serious, amusing, and enjoyable all at the same time. J.K. Rowling has demonstrated that writing imaginary tales about wizards and dragons can inspire as well as be hugely profitable. Warren Buffett has shown that being rich isn't necessarily about buying grandiose objects. He's owned the same nonchalant house he bought in the 1950s. Many billionaires have demonstrated an amazing tenacity to transform themselves from rags to riches, including Howard Schultz, Li Ka-shing, and Oprah Winfrey. There are thousands of how-to and habit books that address wealth creation, and I've read many of them. Some offered useful ideas, while others received failing grades. A couple of popular books conducted thorough interviews with millionaires, and they outlined principles, behaviors, and financial planning activities worthy of emulating. These books, while substantive, limit their focus to mindsets and behaviors of wealthy Americans without considering other factors that influence financial success.